Can a relationship survive cheating?
I mean, it depends on who cheated.
What do you mean?
If a woman cheats on a man, it's over with. Like a man.
So a man could cheat on a woman and we're expected to stay.
I'm just saying, welcome to our channel, y'all. AJ and Selena podcast. This is our first episode of many. And I'm excited. We're all in at this point. Yeah, we're invested our all into it. So we hope that you guys enjoy and you guys subscribe. And
continue to hang out with us.
Yeah, because this is day one of who knows how long this is going to go. Hopefully 10 plus years. I don't know. But yeah, we're going to continue to, you know, work at this thing and try to get better and better to give you guys better and better content. So if you guys enjoyed this episode, then do us a favor, hit that subscribe button, and tap in with us. So what are we talking about today?
Today we're talking about relationships. We got 10 questions, starting with number one, AJ. Who do you think has more power in a relationship, men or women?
Well, I personally think that it can be 50-50. But I think in order for it to work, it really has to be.
Who has more power? Pick one. Men or women? Answer the question.
I think it got to be 49-51 in favor of men. It can't be 50-50.
And why? Why do you say men?
Because I feel like not in all situations, like, they're both going to agree. But then where does it go? Like, you know what I'm saying?
So you think the man just decides all. He has the final say on everything.
I mean, 51% of the time, I think that it should be in favor of the man. It depends on what kind of man, too. It depends on what kind of man.
So I agree with that part. If you're talking about power in a relationship as far as who tries to be more controlling and demanding, right. In my experiences, it's, no offense, the men.
Men.
Yeah. But if you mean powerful in the sense of who actually holds more power in terms of like holding everything together, yeah. I think it's the women.
You think so?
Yes.
I mean, women, they cook, they clean.
I mean, aside from that, I mean, just holding the household together, holding the family together in general, it's the woman.
Right.
So I think we hold more power.
Should couples have access to each other's social media accounts? What do you think?
Yes.
Yes. And why do you think that?
I think because it just shows a level of trust with the other person by me giving you my passwords.
Right.
It shows you that you could trust me. It's going to help your partner feel more secure. Now, I don't think you should go around snooping every chance you get every day.
Right.
But like, for example, I have your passwords.
True.
Do I go on there? Have I ever gone on there to read your messages? No. But just knowing that I could, if I felt like I needed to or really wanted to, it makes me feel very secure where I feel like I don't ever need to.
Right.
Because I have access to it.
So basically, you think at a certain level in a relationship, then it's okay. But like in the dating phase, like maybe 6 months in, what do you think? Like,
I wouldn't put like a time on it. I just feel like if you really care about your partner feeling secure in the relationship, you would do that.
But 6 months in, just imagine somebody asking you 6 months in, they're like, well, what's your.
Yeah, I don't know how you bring it up.
Like, I think. Hours just happen, like, you know what I'm saying, like gradually and naturally. I think it got to happen organically, but I think if somebody's like kind of pressuring you to get in,
yeah, don't do that.
Yeah, if they're pressuring you for like your passwords and stuff, then they obviously have insecurities, and that's probably gonna be a disaster.
So, do you think that couples should have each other's passwords? It sounds like you're saying no.
I say I agree, but I think it's definitely like. It should be an organic thing. It shouldn't be nothing that's, like, forced or pressured. Like, if you feel pressured into giving your password to, you know, your partner, then I just feel like, you know, they're just too insecure and it's probably going to be
a disaster. Do you feel like once a person cheats, like, they should give their password to their partner? I feel like at that point, if you're going to stay together, you lost all rights to your privacy. Yeah. No.
I mean, that's if you can even bounce back from that. Like, most times, you don't bounce back from that. And they're never going to trust you. Once trust is broken, I don't feel like it becomes a thing again. Like, it's gone. So,
So this actually brings us to our next question. Can a relationship survive cheating?
I mean, it depends on who cheated.
What do you mean?
If a woman cheats on a man, it's over with. Like a man.
So a man could cheat on a woman and we're expected to stay.
I'm just saying, I think mentally, I don't think men are capable of being able to overcome that.
See, you guys be trying to flip it. Like, you guys are so much stronger than us. You got to stick around mentally, while we cheat on you with everybody.
Mentally, a man, I don't think we were built to be able to handle.
But you were built that. To cheat.
I ain't say we was built to cheat. Just saying okay, we was not built to be able to handle that type of mentally.
We were built to stay with cheaters.
No, I'm just saying, in the mind of a woman, she, I feel like women are just more mentally stable than men. Like, you know what I'm saying? And just more emotionally attached. Like, I feel like once a man cheats on a woman, she's going to be like, oh, you know, she done been through that before. She kind of knows how to deal with it and all that. It's, I feel
this
like,
how
it's,
men think.
It's very rare that a woman cheats on a man and a man just gets over it and then everything
Look,
goes back to being
I think
cool.
They never get over it, but I think the reason why guys will leave the first time it happens, which is really sad that we'll stick around and wait for it to keep happening. I think you guys are afraid of being judged by your friends. What are people going to say? So that's why I think you run right after that
I mean,
first time.
I think,
which you should. I don't think you should stick around if you're getting cheated on, but I think that has a lot to do with it. But can a relationship survive cheating? I mean, you guys can stick together, but do you really call that a relationship?
Shot.
I don't, because it's never going to be the same.
It'll
unless
be
you're Beyonce
shot.
And Jay-Z.
Yeah. Once trust is broken, it's broken forever, kind of. It's like dropping a glass, and once that glass breaks, even if you put the pieces back together, it's never going to be
the same
what it was. Like, you know what I'm saying? It still might leak every now and then, but it's not going to. You might as well go and get you another cup. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's just like a relationship. But even though, you know, there's been situations where, you know, a man cheats on a woman and then they get over it and they move past it. But I don't know.
You don't
about,
ever really, really move past
about,
it.
I don't ever hear about women cheating on men and then the man gets over it and it's all fine and dandy again.
That's because we don't get caught. Not me.
You said we.
Not me. So women. You put yourself... Women in general. You said we're smarter. Or stronger, whatever you say.
Nah, mentally, y'all are more capable of forgiving. I think it's all about forgiveness. If you have that in your heart where you can literally forgive somebody for that, then I think you might be able to. But I don't think men are emotionally and mentally, like, built for that. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
neither are we. Don't make that your excuse.
Do you think that opposites attract? In relationships, like, do you think that people are drawn to each other by, like, having nothing in common with each other, and then they're able to, like, learn from each other and stuff like that, and that's that type of attraction?
I actually do think the opposites attract, because I think you and I, although we're alike in a lot of ways, I think we're different in a lot of ways too, in the way we handle money.
Yeah.
I'm a saver. You spend everything.
I don't know. I think I like to save.
That's a lie. But that the way we handle stress,
right?
We have a lot of differences. But but I will say that where I tend to be more stressed out all the time and like walking around mad and stuff, and you're just like, let it go. And so I think we balance each other out because you teach me how to just like let shit go.
Right.
And so you're someone that I needed for a lot of, in a lot of areas that I'm lacking.
Right. So I think that, like, being that you're Mexican, I'm like black.
You're like black.
Well, like,
I mean,
it's a lot that I can learn from your culture, and it's a lot that you get to learn from my culture. And I think that plays a big role in a lot of relationships. Like, you know, a lot of people, they're against, like, biracial stuff.
Yeah.
You know, biracial.
Have you ever experienced that?
What, people saying, I never
like
date
being,
outside.
Or just being in an interracial relationship and people talking shit.
Not really. I mean, but, you know, it's to each his own, really. Like, you know, I personally wanted to step outside of the, what is it, the black love type of thing. Like, you know, because I spent how much time trying to chase that. Oh, my kids got to have this. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, they got to be black mom, black. We got to teach them that, you know, don't date outside of your race and take pride in being black. And that, you know, that whole mindset of black love, like, you know what I'm saying? But
yeah,
really is, in my mind, is you love who you love. Like, you know, don't discriminate against somebody just because they're outside of your race, when you should embrace that, because there's a lot you can learn from somebody who, you know, hasn't been in the same environment as you. And then you can learn from the environment they grew up in. And, you know, yeah, it's just refreshing.
I do feel like everyone should love who they love. But I mean, the same thing in my family, too. I was told to only date within my race.
Right.
For a while. And
I think that's just how it is with every race. I mean, like Indians, yeah, Mexicans, everybody's like,
and that's fine if you want to stick with your own race. I mean, I think love is just a beautiful thing in general. And so whoever you love, just love them.
Just love. If you love them, then just love them. Like, you know what I'm saying? And that's what I want our kids to know. Like, you know, it doesn't matter what race they are. Like, you know what I'm saying? If they're a good person, they're a decent human. Like, you know what I'm saying? And they're genuine, then that's what you should embrace. Like, you don't have to try to date within the race just to make us proud or happy. Like, you know what I'm saying? Because I know my mama always used to be like, don't bring no white girl home. Don't bring no white girl home. Yeah.
What did she say about me? Huh? What did she say
about
me?
My mama loved you from the jump. Okay. Like, she loved you from the jump. She was like, as soon as she, like, I was talking to her about you, she was like, oh, I can't wait to meet her. And then when she met you, she, like, really, really liked you. Good. So that worked out.
Let's talk about money and relationships. Who do you think should pay for stuff?
Well, it just depends. I feel like whatever works for you. Like, you know what I'm saying? And a lot of relationships is 50-50. And I don't think there's nothing wrong with that. Like, not everybody is able to pay for everything. Like, you know what I'm saying? So it'd be nice to have a woman pitch in here and there. Like, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Even if it ain't 50. Like, you know what I'm saying? It could be 30, 70. Like, you know what I'm saying? But it's just whatever works. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I have a very strong opinion about this. I feel like in the beginning of a relationship, people are always like, you know, oh, you go 50-50 on the first date or whatever. I don't believe in that. I think the guy should pay in the beginning. Because at that point, you're trying to
court
her. Right. And you should be, I mean, paying for stuff. Right? That's what you're supposed to do. Yeah. After that, though, I think once you guys get into established relationship, I feel like you both should contribute and pay. Right. It doesn't have to be split 50-50, but I think that you both should be paying things. Sometimes it's like you said, someone's gonna pay more and the other person will pay a little less. So sometimes that person can kind of fall off a little bit and the other person will pick up. But I think it's both.
Right. So in the dating phase,
the guy.
Right. So the guy, you're paying for the movies, you're paying for the dinners. You're pretty much paying for everything to have that woman's time, have her presence.
I think so.
But now,
but then after that, I'm gonna want to spoil you back.
Yeah. But now, once y'all move in, y'all have a house together. Now y'all got bills together. I think that it's whatever works. You know what I'm saying? It's whatever works. So if your man is not in position financially to take care of all of the bills, then, you know, he should be able to lean on his woman.
Yeah.
Just like the woman should be able to lean on her man. Like, you know what I'm saying? Yep. So because, you know, a year down the line, he could have lost his job. And now, you know, his wife or his not wife, but his girlfriend needs to be the one who's like, OK, I'm not going to just give up on you. I'm going to hold it down until you get back on your feet. You know what I'm saying? But in society now, it's like everybody wants somebody who's built up. Like, you know what I'm saying? They want somebody who's already financially stable. They don't want to go through that building stage with people. Like, you know what I'm saying? So,
but can you understand that, though? At a certain age, you kind of expect somebody to have their shit together.
Yeah.
We're adults. True. Like, you can't be mid-30s now starting to move out of your parents' house.
Right.
Even though I know it's a thing, okay? I know times are hard.
Yeah.
You know, I know people still living at home, and that's okay. But when you're looking for a partner and you're a grown adult, you kind of expect that person to have already been adulting.
Facts. Yeah, that's true. So, I guess, like I said, it's whatever you got to give, don't just hold on to it when you know that you could be putting in and helping out. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, if you make $100,000 a year and your man makes $60,000 a year, like, don't make your man pay for everything. Like, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. You clearly make more than him. Like, be like, all right, let's go 50-50 then.
Yeah.
And then when your man, because 9 times out of 10, when the man, if the man was making $100,000 and the woman is making $60,000, the man's gonna pay for 100% of it. Like, most times a man will, like, you know,
because it's just expected
by
most women.
No men, I think, unless you're just a straight bum ass nigga, like, no man is gonna sit here and depend on the woman to pay for 100% of everything. But he going out working every day too, like, you know what I'm saying? But it's expected for a woman though. It's but it's expected for a woman when the man gets to that certain point, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that her money's hers and your money's hers too.
It facts. That's how it goes. How does a man having kids or a woman having kids impact a relationship? Do you think that changes?
Like, from a previous relationship?
Yeah, like, say me, for instance. I came into the relationship with 4 baby mamas. Like, you're a different breed. Like, most women, I think, ain't going for that. Like, so
they would have ran.
Yeah. So what makes you, like, what made you think different of that? Like,
I thought about running, I'm not gonna lie. I mean, who wouldn't?
Right.
But I like that you were honest about it. I also, I would have never forgiven myself if I didn't give you a chance just based on that. I still wanted to know you.
Right.
So that's what I did. And it worked out. And I don't mind the kids. I love the kids. Yeah.
But I mean, let me ask you, do you think that if you didn't already have a daughter and you didn't have any kids and you're looking for a man who doesn't have any kids too, so y'all can, like, experience that together, would that have changed?
It
would
have been different, I'm not going to lie, if I didn't already have a daughter. Because when you have a kid and you're single and you're looking for a relationship and a partner, me personally, I wanted somebody with kids.
Right.
Because then I would know that that person knew how to treat kids and how to be a parent. And
hopefully
they would treat my daughter the way they would expect me to treat their kids. So that's something that I did want. But had I not had my daughter, I probably would have ran.
I already know, because most women is like, they say,
because
it
would have nothing to do with you. It's because I wouldn't be equipped to be a parent at that point.
Right.
Because
now
really
you're going to be like,
somebody
damn,
who doesn't have kids.
Yeah, that's true. Most women, the first question they say, do you have any kids? I'm like, yes. Well, how many kids you got? 4. Oh, okay. How many baby mamas you got? 4. And then they're like, okay, check please. Like, they ready to go. But you was like, literally like, oh, okay.
That's a different
lot. Yeah, that's a lot. But, you know, you was still,
it worked,
open-minded. And you was like, let's just get to know each other. And that literally changed both of our lives. Because I don't know where I would be had you, like, literally just I wouldn't have had 2 more kids. Well, really 3 more kids. So,
yeah. A lot of kids.
So just imagine the amount of potential that's really out there for people. But they just so particular in their preferences probably just ruin it. Like,
right.
You know?
And you're allowed to, like, you know, have what you don't want and what you do want in a person. But to rule somebody out because they have kids.
Yeah.
I don't know. You could be missing out on something really,
you really,
really
can.
Good.
Yeah. It can
First check what kind of parent they are. Are they there for the kids? You know, that type of stuff first. If all of it, you know, if they check off all the boxes, they're a good parent, they're probably a good person.
Right. Exactly. So kids is a yes, depending on what kind of parent.
What do you think about monogamy or polygamy?
Polyamory.
It's the same thing.
So basically you asking me, do I think love can be shared, or
is it for like one person, or can you have like multiple
right
partners, spouses?
Yeah. Honestly, that goes, I think it just depends on the type of people. You know what I'm saying? Because some people, they are okay with sharing love with somebody else as long as that person, you know, is okay with playing their position too. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
it works for some people.
Yeah. Like,
would it work for you?
No. It wouldn't work for me because, first of all, you're already a handful to deal with. And I can't imagine having to, like, be a man to two women. That's just too much.
That sounds like every other man's dream. But you're going to sit here and tell me it ain't for you.
Nah, because at the end of the day, that's, like, more responsibility. That's more unnecessary responsibility to me.